Hello, I'm Mercedes Nami.
I'm Andreas Lang.
I'm Patrick Quinn.
I'm John Beck.
And I'm Nick Cristofaro.
You're listening to the
YAIF
Cincinnati
podcast.
My name is Nick Cristofaro, and we are talking about the corner of 12th and Walnut Street. If you're standing on corner 12th and Walnut, there's really only one building to talk about. The Germania building. Mostly it's important because it is a tangible reminder of the ups and downs of the German heritage of Cincinnati. The building was originally home to the German Mutual Insurance Company, which was founded by native Cincinnatian Heinrich Ratterman. Ratterman was an active member of the predominant German culture above the Rhine. He wrote a lot of books about said German culture.
Really?
Yeah, he did. He wrote a lot of books, and he also wrote operas.
Wow.
He wrote books on operas, very ambitious. He started this insurance company, wrote prolifically, and founded the German Literary Club in Cincinnati. He was very important in the German society, and this was kind of the almost the crest of German culture in Cincinnati at this time. Unfortunately, it was World War I that put a stigma on a lot of German culture in a lot of cities in America. It was the anti-German hysteria. There were a lot of other names for it. At this time, the name of the company was changed to the Hamilton Insurance Company, and It operates under that name today.
Wow.
Yeah, you can look it up and you can find it.
A lot of that stuff is pretty lasting. I mean, look at that street names, too.
Yeah, the street names was an interesting result of that. It was also part of that German hysteria. A lot of the names of streets in over the Rhine are not their original names.
Liberty Street, Republic Street.
Street was the one that I was thinking of.
All these very patriotic names. Yeah.
Exactly. There are still some marks that exist on the building based on that temperament of culture of time, but it is one of the most ornate Italian buildings in over the Rhine, in this city. If you want an example of Italian architecture in the city, you should come and check out this building. It's highly detailed. It's a limestone facade, completely uncharacteristic it's predominantly brick buildings in over the Rhine, but you're not going to find this level of detail in a lot of other facades.
You're also not going to find statues.
No, you're not going to find a niche. With a statue of Germania in it. Germania is the symbol of the spirit of Germany. And to get back to the comment about the German hysteria, if you look at the hem of the sculpture of Germania, you will see E Pluribus Unum engraved. And that is not an original engraving. It was added after the fact to Americanize the sculpture. E Pluribus Unum, which means out of many, one. Very American, very American sentiment.
Similar, doesn't the city of Cincinnati have the Latin slogan, Junctus Juvant?
Yes.
Together forward.
Ah, yes. The city of Cincinnati is actually named for the Roman senator Cincinnatus.
He became a dictator during the wartime.
That's good to know.
That's what I heard.
That's the whole point, right? He was a senator and a general, and also a farmer. And he had retired to his farm. And when Rome was threatened, the Senate came to him and said, "Hey, Cincinnatus, please take over our nation and protect us against this threat." So he had absolute power. He became a dictator, and when he had defeated the enemies of Rome, he handed power back to the Senate, back to the people, and became a farmer.
But the great symbol there is that you have the leader who's willing to forego power
yes.
and give it back to his people.
Yes, even absolute power.
And this is actually a society of the early patriots,
right,
organized around this historical figure. So you had people like the founding fathers,
George
part
Washington,
of the Society of the Cincinnatus.
Yes.
And when Cincinnati's founded under a different name, this Wild West city, they used this society as, I don't know if it was members of the society
it
or
was.
Exactly what.
It was Arthur, General Arthur Sinclair, who was the first general at Fort Washington defending this our city, named Losantiville at the time. He was a member of the Order of the Cincinnati.
Much better than Losantiville, which I
yes.
take it as a Latin term for this the flat area across from the mouth of a river. A little less poetic.
Yes.
But also Cincinnati has seven hills, which has, right?
Cincinnati
Roman
likes
implications.
To... Yeah, they really like to draw that analogy to the seven hills. And a lot of the areas of Cincinnati are named Mount Auburn. You know, they're named after a mount, like Mount Auburn, Mount Airy.
Mount Washington.
Mount Washington.
Washington.
Mount Washington is named for George Washington on the speculation that George Washington spent a night there on one of his campaigns, I believe.
But also it was one of the important areas during the settlements. I think it was a protected area, which was called Mount Washington. Because of
Fort Washington.
Was it Fort Washington? Okay. So,
delete that. Oh, that's okay.
That's
fine. The other main institution of Cincinnati that bears the name of Washington is Camp Washington Chili.
Ah, yes.
Which,
if you don't know,
Cincinnati is known for its fine and unique brand of chili, which you can retrieve at your disposal from any number of downtown skylines, or Camp Washington chili, of course, just to name two.
There's quite a lot of competition between chili parlors. And in fact, I think I saw a recent scientific Yahoo poll that placed Cincinnati chili among the nation's favorite fast foods, specifically Skyline Chili.
Wow.
Well, because I think it has that secret ingredient, which I think is chocolate. So,
but
that's what makes it so favorite. You know, it has some chocolate, maybe some cinnamon. It does have sort of an element that makes it so delicious.
But it should be noted that it is a Greek.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, it's a Greek thing.
From Germania, we went to Skyline.
How did we get from Germania to Skyline?
That's a great.
This is
a great discussion.
Edit,
this
is a
good
one.
Let's take a picture of Germania with holding a Skyline in her hands. Just like
all I really had going on for the discussion of the Germania building was the Germania building is the main thing at that corner. There are a couple other things of note in the area. Right around the corner from that, if you head one block to the west and then one block to the south, you will probably be standing in front of the No Theater. Cincinnati actually has a very, very active theater culture. The No Theater is one of the anchors. Previously, the Ensemble Theater has been mentioned.
And of
Searching
course,
for a
new. The Shakespeare Festival, which all year round, they have wonderful productions of Shakespeare and other important historical writers and
And also around the corner, as we mentioned in another podcast, is the Emory Theater, which I've heard is actually built as a sister institution or a sister building to Carnegie Hall, and that both are very similar in design and detailing, just that the Emory has been hasn't been revived yet, but there are plans that are in the works.
But its acoustics were designed specifically for the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully they'll be able to that online.
It's also a really beautiful view.
The one thing I wanted to note about the No Theater is that it is, on both sides of the theater, are murals. The murals have been completed over the last couple years during Cincinnati's International Fringe Festival. Artists come in from out of town to put on productions. And one of the productions that they do is to produce these murals on the sides of these buildings. But that's not the only program in the city that produces murals. Artworks is a well-known Cincinnati mural production company, and you can see some of examples of their work downtown as well.
I believe they actually are a nonprofit that puts young artists to work to actually produce these fantastic and enormous murals.
It's a great opportunity for training for young artists to get involved in. The one that you're probably going to notice if you're on Central Parkway is the large four-story mural of Cincinnatian Jim Tarbell. That's at the corner of Central Parkway and Vine. But not too far away from there, which you can also see from Central Parkway, at the corner of Central Parkway and Walnut, painted on the side of one of the buildings, is a series of six windows. Meant to kind of trick the eye in terms of scale and give the blank walls of the city some life. They've been pretty instrumental in producing a lot of the murals that you might see downtown and in other parts of the city. The North Side one is one that I really enjoy.
Flowers?
The flowers
mural
on the side of the... Yeah,
the daisies.
Yeah, the daisies.
Thank you.
Have you guys seen the one that's in Camp Washington?
The George Washington cross-dressing sort
the
of
George,
deal?
The George Washington in a dress.
It's very controversial.
I kid you not. It's very controversial, but it is very well done. It's very, very detailed for such a large mural. I mean, it's four stories, and it's detailed down to the very
last wooden tooth.